Today on our exam review, we're covering a crucial topic for the SIE exam, the different types of corporate bonds. Understanding these distinctions is essential, as you'll be expected to identify them and their associated risks and features. Let's start with the most secure category, which are logically called secured bonds. These are backed by a specific asset the corporation owns. Think of it like a home mortgage. If you don't pay, the bank takes the house. Similarly, if a corporation defaults on its secured bonds, the bondholders have a claim on the pledged asset. A common example on the exam is a mortgage bond, which is backed by real estate. Another is an equipment trust certificate, often issued by transportation companies and backed by their equipment, like airplanes or railroad cars. Because of this collateral, secured bonds are considered safer than other corporate debt, and as a result, they typically offer a lower yield. The exam will test your understanding of this direct relationship. Higher safety means lower reward. Next, we have unsecured bonds, which are known as debentures. Unlike secured bonds, debentures are not backed by any specific asset. Instead, they are backed only by the good faith and credit of the issuing corporation. This makes them riskier. If the company goes bankrupt, debenture holders are general creditors, meaning they stand in line behind secured bondholders to get paid from whatever assets are left. An even riskier type is the subordinated debenture, which has a junior claim to all other debt. For the exam, if you see a question asking to rank bonds by risk or yield, a subordinated debenture will be at the riskiest and highest yielding end of the spectrum, compared to a mortgage bond. Now for a more complex type, convertible bonds. These are corporate bonds that can be converted into a fixed number of shares of the issuing company's common stock. This feature offers investors the best of both worlds: the safety of a bond's fixed interest payments with the potential for growth like a stock. The exam will likely test your knowledge of the conversion ratio, which is the number of shares the bond can be converted into. For example, a bond with a face value of $1,000 that is convertible at a price of $50 per share has a conversion ratio of 20 shares. A common pitfall is misunderstanding how the bond's market price is influenced by the underlying stock's price. As the stock price rises, the convertible bond becomes more valuable because its conversion feature is more attractive. Finally, let's discuss zero-coupon bonds. These bonds don't make any semi-annual interest payments, which is what zero-coupon means. Instead, an investor buys the bond at a deep discount to its face value and receives the full face value at maturity. The investor's return is the difference between the purchase price and the par value. The most critical and frequently tested concept here is the tax implication. Even though the bondholder receives no cash interest until maturity, the IRS requires them to pay income tax each year on the amount the bond has accreted or increased in value for that year. This is often called phantom income because you are taxed on income you haven't actually received in cash. Remember this for the exam. Zero coupons pay zero interest now, but the tax bill comes annually. To help remember these, use this phrase: a secure bond has collateral it can show. A debenture is a promise you just have to know. A convertible can swap for stock and grow, and a zero gives you phantom income, a taxable glow.